I had a caribou hunt planned for late September. It fell through due to a host of reasons. I had considered trying to put together a hunt for the month of October, but that too fell apart for a number of reasons, to include weather and family issues. Such is life. Sometimes it comes together to your favor, sometimes not. I'm getting geeked up now about hoping that the winter moose season will have a more favorable outcome. Had an October caribou hunt materialized, it would have been a different hunt in some respects to the one that I had planned for September. Obviously, there would have been some gear differences. I would have left behind the thermocells and likely would have taken warmer layers to hunt in. Another difference would have been the focus of my hunt. In September, everything is fair game to become freezer fodder, bull and cow alike. However, an October hunt would have come with a narrower purpose. I'd have been looking strictly for cows and young bulls. The big mature bulls would have gotten a pass. Why is that? Caribou love, that's why. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. What I mean by that is that the caribou mating season, the rut as it's called for many large mammals, starts to kick in during the middle to end of September and really takes hold in October. All ungulates become hormonal during the rut, and other factors can conspire to diminish the edibility of the meat from rutting males. That's true for moose, sand deer, and caribou, which are the only ungulates I've hunted and have experience with. That said, it's a widely accepted truth that caribou are absolutely the worst. I'll be honest, I've never shot an October bull caribou. I have heard enough stories firsthand from hunters who have, read enough accounts from hunters who did, and read enough warnings from government agencies, from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to refuges in Alaska, to know that the overwhelming consensus is that rutting bull caribou are to be absolutely avoided, if eating is your goal, and it should be. Not only is the meat considered inedible, air taxis won't carry it in their planes, if you fly to get where you're going, and meat processors won't accept them for fear of tainting other animals they may be dealing with. So, an October hunt would have seen my focus shift almost solely to cows. And that's just fine. I'm a meat hunter anyway. It just would have narrowed the playing field, so to speak. I bring that up because fact is, caribou are mating right now, or at least have been here recently. And meat and hunting aside, what happens next in the breeding cycle of a caribou? Well, let me give you the thumbnail version of that. Mating is happening now or just concluding. Gestation is around 220 days. Cows will start dropping calves in late May or early June. Cows can breed as early as a year and a half, but it's not uncommon for it to happen a year later. Once they are sexually mature, they usually give birth every year and to a single calf. As I considered this about caribou, and the rut is something a lot of hunters think about in the fall, well, it and the time leading up to it are a great time to hunt moose. I thought about how different the breeding cycles can be for different animals from around our area. Maybe this would make for a better Valentine's episode, on some level, but let's consider today those that are perhaps propagating their species even now, and those that are on a completely different schedule. In a general sense, the more complex an animal is, the more involved the whole process is as far as development and gestational periods and such. For example, though not an Alaskan species, consider the creature with the longest gestational period, the African elephant. A female carries her young, normally a single young, for a year and a half, about 95 weeks. Female elephants can live to be more than 60 years old, but only have about 4 or 5 young over the course of their lives. Turning our attention back to the Bristol Bay region, there is our other ungulate, moose. Female moose usually need to be 2.5 years old to breed. However, that's not always the case on the refuge. There have been studies done that support that Togiak Refuge moose are the healthiest moose to be found anywhere, due in part to nutrients they have access to that other moose don't. Because of that, our moose often begin to breed a year earlier. Our cows have a much, much higher rate of producing twins, and the young that are produced are considerably larger at birth and healthier. Irrespective of when they start, The rut for moose happens at about the same time as with caribou, and the gestation period is similar, meaning they're calving at about the same time in the spring. Another large area mammal is the brown bear, and with bears the mating calendar is very different. Mating takes place in late spring. Bears aren't sexually mature, typically, until after 5 years of age. Females have delayed implantation. That is, the fertilized egg floats in her uterus for about 5 months before taking hold. The gestation period can vary from 180 days to as many as 270. The sow gives birth in the den while still hibernating, with most cubs being born during the first 2 months of the year. Twins are the most common number. The cubs are blind and toothless upon entering the world and nurse from the sleeping mother until they emerge in the spring. The cubs can be 15 pounds or more by the time that happens. What of smaller critters? I've had a red squirrel in our yard of late, a rather noisy fellow. Red squirrels mate in February and March. 3 to 7 young are born after a period of 36 to 40 days. The young are born blind and hairless and only weigh a quarter ounce at birth. They are weaned at 5 weeks, but hang on with mom most of the summer and fall. They strike out on their own for their first winter. There have been jokes made about the breeding rate of rabbits. We don't have rabbits, but we do have hares, with snowshoe hares being the most common. Snowshoe hares breed at 1 year of age and then get busy living up to that reputation. Breeding season runs from late spring through late summer, and up to 3 litters per year are possible, with an average of 4 to 6 per litter. Hares are born fully haired, with eyes and ears open, a difference between them and true rabbits. Within 2 weeks, they're eating vegetation and disperse from the nest within a month. The female is receptive to breeding immediately after birth. Getting smaller still, let's give thought to red-backed voles, those small critters that some folks confuse with mice. Voles are not mice, and one of the easiest ways to tell at a glance is tail length. Voles have relatively short tails. Red-backed voles are the most common species around our area. Ubiquitous would be a good word. Voles can breed 4 times per year. Young are born from May through September, and litter sizes can run to as large as 9. Those females born in the first litter of the year stand a decent chance, about 1 in 5, of breeding themselves before the year is up. Gestation period is 2.5 weeks for voles. I have been speaking to a lot of classes lately, mostly for National Wildlife Refuge Week, but also for some teacher-requested lessons. For example, yesterday I spoke with a second grade class about area animals that make use of trees for food and homes. It should come as no surprise that one of the animals we talked about was the beaver, yet another totally ubiquitous area mammal. Mating for beavers takes place during January or February. The gestation period is a shade over 4 months. The young, called kits, are born in late April or May. They have eyes that are open at birth, and they are little fuzzballs from the get-go. At 4 days old, they can swim. They stay with the parents through their second year before striking out on their own. I haven't tossed out any birds yet. Let's go big with it and go with the bald eagle. Eagles mate in the spring after first either constructing a nest or adding to a previous one. 2 to 3 eggs are the result, and incubation takes a bit over a month. The young are on the nest for about 2 months. They do not attain their adult plumage, the white head and tail, until 4 to 5 years old. That plumage, by the way, is a sign of sexual maturity, at which time they're able and ready to breed. One last critter I'll mention is a marine mammal, beluga whales. Female belugas are not sexually mature until 8 to 10 years of age. Males can take even a bit longer. Breeding happens in the spring, and gestation runs for more than a year. Calves are born in the summer, the year following breeding, and mothers nurse the calves for 2 years. As far as the birds and the bees go, well, only one bird today and no bees at all. But maybe this has provided something new to consider for a number of other Bristol Bay animal species. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.